Hello everyone, and welcome back to Radio Mariam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson, and yet again, I'll be your host. I am a Birthright Armenia volunteer in the stunning city of Gyumri, and I'm currently working on a project with Radio Mariam, in which I am conducting interviews with my fellow Birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to get our listeners acquainted with the Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing in Armenia, and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. In today's episode, we are joined by yet another very special guest, Benjamin Harabedian. Thank you for being here, Benjamin, and welcome.
Okay, hello everybody. Thank you, Chris, for the invitation, and thank you, Radio Mariam, for this space. I think it's really precious to make this.
Well, it's a pleasure for you to be here, Benjamin. All right, so let's start with the basics. Our listeners need to get to know you a little bit, Benjamin. So please tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? At home, do you work? Do you study? All these kind of things.
Okay, I'm from Córdoba, Argentina. It's the second biggest city in Argentina. Well, I remember a really good childhood, especially a really good young times. I'm kind of old now, but especially I remember really good time as secondary school. After that, in university, I studied political science and international relations. And when I graduated, I worked in like a consultant for a local, council. Also developing public policies, as well in the communication field.
Okay, very nice. And is Córdoba very different to Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I like to think that it's like Yerevan and Gyumri difference.
Okay.
It's like one is really big and you can see how much development, money, modern things, and the other one is okay, it's not bad, but you can see that in terms of infrastructure or in terms of connections or whatever is less somehow.
So tell us about your Armenian connection.
My Armenian connection started in 2021. Because of the president of the Armenian community in Córdoba, Lilian Balian, like called me. He said, okay, I'm making a group of young people who maybe can help us in investigation and educational programs. So if you're interested, you can do it. And I said, okay, maybe it's a good time or chance to know a little bit more about my roots, we can say.
And are you full-blooded Armenian?
No.
Oh, okay.
If we only count from grandfathers, I'm only 25%.
Okay, 25%. And the rest is Spanish Italian?
Yes, from Spanish. Even like criollos. It's like the locals Argentina when they mix Spanish and indigenous people roots. So it's kind of complex.
I see. It's interesting. And growing up, Armenian culture was very present in your home life?
No. Only in Argentina, it's really common on Sunday. You meet your family, you make a great moment in family, and the only contact I had is in Sundays. Most of Argentinian's family used to have barbecue with meat, and my family used to have Armenian food. But we didn't prepare that home, we order. But that was the only, like the door entrance. Okay, we are doing this because somehow we are connected with this.
I got you. And was any Armenian spoken at home?
No, the only Armenian speaker in my family was my grandfather's brother. He died, so
I got you. And then, do you know the story about how your family came to Argentina?
Yes, my Armenian side, especially
the Armenian side.
Well, it's kind of complex, but in few words, my grandfather, his name was Jovanes Hairabedian. He grew up in Palu, was a really small village in western Armenia close to Harpet. What I know about him, he used to be really, really poor there. He had a really bad relation with his stepmother, so at the age of 8, he quit the country and he arrived in the United States. He grew up there. When the genocide was happening, he decided to join army and to fight against the Ottoman Empire. After that, when everything finished, He wanted to come back to Balu, but he saw that everything was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
He met some friend that says, oh, there is a place in Argentina called Altagracia. It's close to Córdoba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really similar to this place.
Right.
He says, okay, maybe it's my chance, because also Argentina was a new country and
right.
there used to be a lot of opportunities for immigrants.
Yeah, definitely.
My grandmother's side, her name was Luzaper Barzumian.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Zeytun. And all I know about her, she grew up in a German orphanage.
In an orphanage, yeah.
Yes, and when the genocide finished, she took a boat to Argentina. In the boat, she met my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
They moved to Córdoba, to the Armenian neighborhood.
Oh yeah, interesting. So there is an Armenian neighborhood, and is it still called the Armenian neighborhood in Córdoba?
Like in an informal way,
but
nowadays the official names of the neighborhood is Pueyrredón, Barrio Pueyrredón.
And is there quite a big Armenian community in Córdoba?
Mm-hmm. We are not as big as Buenos Aires or maybe United States if you compare.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Córdoba, yes, maybe we are between 5,000, 7,000 Armenian descendants. We have a church.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest Armenian church in South America, built in 1925, I think, 1926. So we are soon of the anniversary. Mm-hmm. We have an Armenian school, we have two Armenian clubs, AGBU, Home and Admin. Yes, I think I'm not forgetting anything.
Right, right. And growing up, were you quite involved in this community?
No. I knew it, but it never called my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And only thing I knew was about the Armenian genocide every April 24.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to talk about this.
I got you. When it comes to your own kind of self-identification, at least nationally, do you see yourself as a Argentinian Armenian, just an Argentinian? How do you kind of consider yourself?
Wow, that is a deep question.
Right.
I don't have the answer, but I would say that after this birthright experience, I feel more comfortable to say I am Armenian in this thing, because you know, like, being Armenian is not only having an Armenian surname.
Right.
That was my case. Okay, when I say my name and my surname in my city, used to say, oh, you're Armenian. And I was like, yes, maybe. I don't know what is being Armenian like. After the experience, yes, I like to say I am Armenian in these things, to speak the language, to defend what is ours or what is yours. Also to share a moment and to take care and to worry about the others. So I would say yes, I'm Armenian, these kind of things.
So whilst you've been here, you've discovered what it kind of means to be Armenian.
Yes, I'm still discovering. That is the road.
I got you. Well, let's talk a bit more about the kind of birthright Armenia experience. Benjamin, why did you decide to take part in the program?
I decided to take part on the program because a relative said, hey, you should do this program. Ignacio Analian is his name. When I heard, I said, okay, this is the opportunity to go to this country that says a lot of things about me and I don't know anything. Because especially in my case, the diaspora, like a sociological things, speaks, lives the Armenian root in a way. But I, until this moment, I never identify with that somehow, because I used to think like my education was for Argentinian government, my health was for an Argentinian government, my traditions are Argentinians. So I used to say like, how can I be identified with a nation, a government or something that I don't know what it's like? So I said, okay, this is the opportunity to take a look about this. I'm really happy because this is what I said. Like, now I choose to be Armenian somehow, because I know what is Armenian like.
I got you. What made you decide to come to Gyumri?
When I took the decision to make this program, I knew it like was okay. I'm from Córdoba. Argentina is the longest diaspora community from Armenia. It's like 14,000 kilometers.
Right.
And I said, I can't go only
3 months and spending in Yerevan.
Right.
So I say, okay, I will do Yerevan experience, and after that I will move to one of the cities that birthright programs allows. It was Gyumri and Banasore during summer. And when I used to ask people who did this program, what do they do, how was their experience, they always say that Gyumri was amazing. And I say, okay, it's Gyumri, like, there is nothing like to risk.
I got you. So how long were you in Yerevan for?
I spent in Yerevan 4 months.
4 months, all right. And how long have you been in Gyumri for now?
3 months.
3 months, all right. And you've got, if I'm not wrong, 1 month left here.
Yes,
so
somehow,
four
yes.
4 months in both places.
Somehow, yes.
Right. So I think you're in a good spot to compare the two cities. How does Yerevan and Gyumri compare to each other?
Oh, okay. Like, Yerevan is a good city to start, at least in my case, because I used to not speak Armenian. It was my first time in Armenia. So I say, okay, maybe it's a good way to start my experience in the capital, you know, a big city with a lot of opportunity, with things that more or less you know, how to take a metro or how to use like the taxi apps or whatever. So I said, okay, maybe it's good to start, also because there were a lot of volunteers.
Right.
I said, okay, let's take a chance. But there was a moment, you know, that you are in a big city. And you are not facing like others Armenian size. So I say in that moment, okay, it's time to go Gyumri. Yes, Gyumri is, I wouldn't say that is the opposite, but has something that can complement Yerevan, and is like looking or experience other ways to live, other challenges, because are really different from Yerevan's challenges than Gyumri. Others, things to do every day. Other sounds, especially Yerevan is too noisy, cars, whatever, and Gyumri, you can see the sky every moment. You can feel how weather changed really fast in comparison to Yerevan. And when you're in Gyumri, you realize that you are really close to, I would say, Western Armenian. I like to think, well, maybe this weather used to be like my grand-grandfather or grand-grandmother places.
So maybe you kind of feel that distant connection with your
somehow
ancestors,
yes, because you are more close, especially people speak the dialect more close to Western Armenian. So yes, I like to think that.
So let's talk a bit more about the language. You say you're speaking Armenian now. So in 4 or 5 months, you've learned.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that I improved my Armenian staying here in Gyumri. Yerevan, you know, there a lot of people speak English.
Right.
Yes, especially here, I forced myself to practice more than learning, because I used to make some flashcards and practice with that every day and do the booked activities. I went to every single Armenian class since I'm here. But it's not the same if you don't face reality do your best.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so what is the biggest advantage about living in Gyumri? What do you like most about it?
I like the weather. Allows you to enjoy outside.
Right.
Then I like more or less distance. When you are on downtown, you can easily walk for every single place. Also, I really like from Gyumri, if you connect with the local people, they are really humorous, like are really funny. That's something different from Yerevan, because it's a big city and everybody's in a hurry or working or whatever. Here, life goes a little bit slower, so people can enjoy to be funny.
I got you. And do you have a favorite place in the city or a favorite thing to do whilst you're here?
In Gyumri, I like to go to Mar Hayastan, sitting there,
enjoy the scenery.
Yeah, enjoy the landscape.
Right.
You can see Armenian border, so allows me to connect with my roots somehow.
I got you. So far we've praised Gyumri quite a lot. But is there any disadvantage to living here?
In Gyumri?
Or in Armenia in general, is there anything you've seen but you haven't really liked?
Of course, there are especially cultural aspects that I don't agree or I don't feel comfortable because of I grew up in Argentina, in a Western country, and it's really different. but I like to think that, okay, I'm not here to do a revolution in those aspects,
right.
But if I want to do a revolution, I have to face the challenges of a revolution, you know? And I say, okay, maybe my role in these things that I don't like is let people be in touch with that that is different for them.
Mm, I got you. So just acknowledging the differences.
Yes, yes. Like sometimes you can get angry or sometimes you get frustrated, but especially me, or as birthright volunteer now, I know I will come back to Cordoba, so it's not the place that I built my home.
Yeah, I got you.
So in the moment, it's like, okay, if I will come back, the most important thing is to do something good, helpful for the others here now.
Mm-hmm. I got you. All right, let's shift our attention to the birthright program itself. What kind of volunteering work were you doing in Yerevan, and what have you been doing here in Gyumri?
In Yerevan, I used to work in marketing, firstly. Then I used to make like a communication plan for Hike Armenia NGO. That was really cool because it allows me to connect with Armenian nature that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
As well, one day I said, okay, if every single Sunday in Argentina my family used to eat Armenian food, it's a good time to learn how to make Armenian food. So I got into a restaurant and I learned some Armenian dishes. So that was perfect. I really learned there. And finally, I used to work in Rerooted. It's an NGO that collects Armenian testimonies. And with that, they work in educational and justice field.
Great. And here in Gyumri, what have you been doing?
Here in Gyumri, I am working as a professor in English and Spanish in Alban Tzahik NGO. Also, I used to work a while in Gyumri House Language. And then I'm working in Lead for Chirac in projects, development and fundraising.
And are you finding it a useful experience? Do you feel like you're contributing to the betterment of Armenia?
Yes, yes. I'm feeling like I make an impact, especially when I give classes. It's like, okay, they are learning something. The next class, you see that they remember, and you say, okay, you're giving some tools to these young people.
For the future.
For the future, yes. Especially when we work at CSP project in working or in the construction of a school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when we were in the opening, was okay.
Yeah, no, opening ceremony, yeah. I'm glad you've mentioned that actually, because no one else has mentioned the CSP. The CSP is Community Service Project. I unfortunately only went to two because I arrived kind of late on in the summer, but could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I started like in the last part of the process. I spent how much? 2 months maybe. We were working in a school, helping to the other workers to finish some remodelations in music school. Yeah.
Renovations and painting. And,
yes. Yeah. When was this ceremony of opening, you could see like, okay, these kids will learn, will grow up in these things that I made.
Yeah, exactly.
We made.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I can imagine that was, you know, really rewarding experience. And so far on the Birthright Armenia experience, what have been your favorite things to take part in? The excursions, the forums, what's been your favorite part?
My favorite part have been the excursion.
What's been the best excursion?
The best excursion at the moment, I don't know. I don't really know. My experience haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
But I really like Kurtan Village excursion. Was a 2 day excursion. I really like it because it was maybe the first time I connect with a local. So it's kind of hard to me to connect with locals, and this time I feel like I made a friend. So that for me was all. Other things I really like, or I'm really enjoying now here in Gyumri, is my host family. They are the best, definitely.
Yeah.
They are a couple, a retired couple. They have a daughter, 2 sons. So yes, I can learn from them this humor they have, or how intelligent, how smart, how they know a lot of about cultural. I love like they have a lot of patience to me with my Armenian. So I feel like I'm really learning.
Yeah, definitely. you're getting a great kind of insight into, well, family life in Armenia.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that's the, well, the foundation of the society, really. So.
Yes, like, I don't feel like a guest-host relation.
Right.
Like, I feel like a part of the family. They invited me to barbecue last Sunday. So everything is perfect.
Everything's perfect. Very good. All right. So I think we mentioned it earlier. You'll be leaving in a month's time, unfortunately.
Yes.
Right. You're in a good position to look back on your experience and answer these final few questions. Are you glad that you took part in the Birthright to Armenia experience? Would you recommend it to others who have the same opportunity to do so?
Definitely. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Especially for people who is not engaged with Armenian clubs, I think it's the best program, because in the clubs, they organize some trips to Armenia and they experience like, okay, this club network.
Right.
But if you never have been in touch with the Armenian roots, it's your door to, okay, discover this and to decide, okay, I want to be part of this or not being part of this, or maybe to be part of this for a while.
And final question. This is the final question I ask to everyone. Would you ever consider moving to or settling down in Armenia in the future?
Yes. If I can do it, of course, to keep improving my daily Armenian knowledge about the language.
All right, well, I think that will do for today, Benjamin. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I know for a fact that our listeners are going to love what you had to say. They're going to find it really interesting. Thank you for joining me, and good luck for the final month you have here in Gyumri, and all the best when you get back home.
Thank you so much for this invitation. I really like this conversation. Thank you so much.